actually call that the best State of the Union address.
Is that the most ridiculous thing you've ever seen in your life?
If you feel that that is one of the best State of the Union addresses, please go get your head checked immediately.
So I love how Trump calls out just the insanity and the stupidity and everything that comes out of Biden's mouth. For those of you who are joining us today, we are launching our new show. This is to the Patriot One News Network. I got my awesome co-host, Christina Higley, here. It's been a long time since I've done a show. Probably almost a year since we've gone live right here on the Patriot News Network. And I am really excited to have you a part of this.
I am so excited. So excited. And so glad that we can officially announce that Patriot One News is a Florida-based company, the freest state in the United States,
it
arguably,
is.
Right?
It is. We've registered in the great state of Florida. We are now down in Florida, a proper LLC, Patriot One News. For those of you guys who have been following us for years now, I mean, we launched this thing probably, what, maybe 3 years ago during all the COVID insanity, and we grew it to 500,000 followers, and then finally we decided to make it a proper company. And I'm glad that we did it in Florida, because what better state to actually register a company than in the freest state in America?
Absolutely. And I love it here. I'm based in Florida, in Central Florida, and we got to get you here too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Close. We're close to moving the whole operation down there. So listen, let's talk about this Jimmy Kimmel thing today, okay? What a great way to kick off than talking about the extremely woke Oscars. I mean, I don't even know who watches the Oscars anymore. People obviously do. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've watched it in years, decade probably. Mm-hmm. And this is why I don't watch the Oscars. I don't watch it because of people like Jimmy Kimmel, because, you know, they have to, like Trump said, everything woke turns to shit. And it's exactly what happened during the Oscars yesterday.
Right.
I want to just play this clip real quick, and I want to know what we think about it. I want to know what people at home think about it. But let's just talk about trigger Jimmy Kimmel reading, which I don't know why he did, because Trump just rips on Jimmy Kimmel during the Truth Social, or on Truth Social. And then Jimmy Kimmel actually reads it. Weird.
Hi, everyone. I was just, this doing this show is not about me, and I appreciate you having me. It's really about you and Emma and all these great actors and actresses and filmmakers. But I was told we have like an extra minute, and I'm really proud of something. I was wondering if I could share it with you. I just got a review, and... Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Slopanopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again.
So why would Jimmy even why would he read this thing on the Oscars? Like, do people really care about any of this during the Oscars?
Yeah. And is everybody in that room really liberal and a Democrat? Like, there has to be conservative folks in that room, right? Like,
you'd think so.
And in the audience in general, on people tuning in.
Well, this kind of reminds us what's going on in America today, as far as a liberal indoctrination is concerned. Like, we know that this has been going on in schools, we know what's been going on in Hollywood, and it's just getting, well, no, we know what's been going on in Hollywood for decades, right? And now it's just coming into our schools, maybe starting like 20 years ago when we were growing up, I think it was starting to come into our schools, our public school systems. So we know what's been going on in Hollywood for a long time, and it's now infiltrating into the public school system, and this is what's happening. It's just kind of like getting deeper and deeper embedded into society, isn't it? Which is scary.
Yeah, it's almost like, and I think that COVID like really fast forwarded things. And I've talked to a lot of people about this, where like, you know, people were kind of like, oh, is that acceptable? But like all the crazies come out. Like, and it's amazing because we're just supposed to sit back and take this and accept this.
Right.
And like you said, it's in the schools, it's on the television, it's been in Hollywood a long time. It's just people now are becoming more and more aware than they were before. But it's, you know, when I watch him and other people, it's like Trump just lives rent-free in their heads.
Oh, 100%.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, someone like Trump and any smart business owner knows that any attention is good attention. So the fact that even Jimmy Kimmel's bringing up Truth Social and Trump and such, it's almost making people want to vote for him more, right? Because it's like, it's just free. Free advertising, free marketing, the more that these people talk about him.
And I don't know why they think that it's actually working, because it, like you said, the more that they dog Trump and the Republican Party on national television like this, like Jimmy Kimmel just did here, yeah, it just makes people think, like, why? I don't understand why you're going above and beyond. Like, why are we overcompensating here? What, like, are you guys that deranged and delirious that you have to constantly talk about this? I want to keep playing this here, because he said something that really frustrates me, and I'll tackle that point in just a second. Let's have a listen.
Okay, now, see if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth Social. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still watching. Isn't it past your jail time?
So the reason that this annoys the hell out of me is because, and this has happened a lot more lately, which is really scary, and it has to do with the fact that people keep, I mean, making that reference about it being past his jail time just goes to show how the left have now made it mainstream that nobody cares about anybody's innocence, even though nothing's been proven. Like, have you seen that a lot lately? That's come out, and it's almost like the norm now. Like, what happened to innocent until proven guilty? Like, why would Jimmy Kimmel make such an outrageous statement like that? Isn't it past your jail time? When, like, our democracy is supposed to be a innocent till proven society. Right.
Right. Well, and there's such a double standard, too. I mean, we all know by now that Kimmel's on Epstein lists, right? Like, what if we were like, oh, isn't it past your jail time for your Epstein? You know, he would have a fit.
Right.
So there's this rules for me, not for, you know, type of ad, or rules for thee, not for me, I should say, attitude. And it's just, it's arrogance at its finest. I mean, he really shouldn't be calling a kettle, you know, black or throwing stones when you live in a glass house,
right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And I see it all the time now, all the time. And that's what they're doing. What they're doing here is they're sending a message to our youth once again. It's like, if we can't get them in Hollywood, we can't get them in, or if we can't get them in schools because parents are now really stepping up and raising their voices, well, we'll just keep shooting subliminal messages through Hollywood. And this is another one. It's the whole, we don't care that Trump hasn't even been to trial yet. We're just gonna assume he's guilty. And they did it with the insurrections. They've done it with everything along the way. Now they're doing it again with these court cases. Now, I'm a big fan of letting the process play out. I mean, everybody needs to stand trial, right? If you've been accused of something, you should be made to stand trial. I don't care if you're the president or the Queen of England, for all that matters. You really need to go through your day in court. But I'm also a bigger fan of innocent until proven guilty. And we're just not letting that process play out. And there's another clip of this one chick. It's and again, this is what it's doing to the youth here. And I'm going to play another clip here of this girl losing her freaking mind. Okay. Losing her mind in her car about how outrageous it is that Trump is not behind bars. And it's not outrageous because, again, he hasn't been convicted of anything. Let's listen to this. This is the direction our youth is headed right now, and it's very, very scary.
As someone who's voting this year, and it's my first year voting, I just wanted to come on here and talk about this, especially after the results from the primaries. I genuinely cannot wrap my fucking brain around the fact that anyone could vote for Donald Trump. I do not care if you like that he's Republican. I don't care if you like his policies. He is being prosecuted for 91 fucking criminal charges. The President of the United States is a figurehead for the country. So how the fuck do people think that the figurehead of our country should be someone who is paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to a stripper, who has been impeached twice, the only president to have been impeached twice, and only three other presidents have ever been impeached.
So she's coming out with all these very, very dangerous accusations, by the way, about how, you know, the stripper thing and this and that, and which is none of it's been proven. None of it's been proven. And again, she's out there running her mouth right now about the impeachments and this and that. Again, he was not, they were acquitted, right? Impeachment one, impeachment two, both acquitted.
Yep.
The whole stripper thing, I'm drawing a blank on her name. What's her name? The whole situation, a year ago or 8, 10, 12 months ago, it's all been wiped out, right?
Yeah.
It's all been dropped. All been dropped. And here she is spitting her mouth about how he's guilty on all accounts. And again, why is she thinking like this? There's a reason. It's because she's been brainwashed.
Not to interrupt you, but what I genuinely can't wrap my head around is how this young girl who's probably living at home doesn't have her bills to pay, doesn't understand that the economy is totally in the toilet, probably driving a car her parents have given to her. I mean, strong opinions for, I look at her and I'm like, okay, does she even understand what's going on in our economy, in our schools? I mean, this country's gone down the toilet. So, you know, I have a really hard time even listening to her. I think that she's just, she needs a real taste of the real world and what's going on here in our country.
Well, and that's just the thing. They have no idea what the real world looks like. And not only are these kids not going out into the real world like you and I did, or our parents did at a very young age, most of them are living in their parents' houses until, well into the 30s now, right? Mm-hmm. Whether that be because of the housing market, the economy. And we'll talk about the economy in a second, because that's another bad one that a lot of people are very, very misled on. But they're just,
she's just parroting what she's hearing, you know, celebrities and stuff that she's seeing on X and TikTok. And moving on.
So here we got to look at some of these comments, because, so if you're just joining us, we got this girl, she's running her mouth. She's like, Trump this, Trump that. She just absolutely a rabid lunatic on the fact that she doesn't understand why anybody would vote for Trump, because she's just, like you said, she's parroting the same talking points that the left are feeding the youth without any research, without really any due diligence. It's just, here's what CNN's going to tell you. Now you go off and tell this. CNN tells the teachers, the teachers then tells this girl, and then she goes on Twitter and just starts running her mouth. So here's some this is a good one, obviously. But and now I want to talk about, actually, before we get into this, this is great. Woke influencer lists all the terrifying things that Trump will do if he wins and accidentally made him the most epic campaign ever. So this is actually somebody who, on the other end of the spectrum, talks about all of all of the great things, Agenda 47, we call it. And it's a great ad. Let's listen to this real quick. So here's kind of the other end of the spectrum.
And here are the first 15 promises he has made if he is reelected. You may have heard of Project 2025, but this is from Agenda 47. And you can read all of these on his website. First, he promises that he will carry out the largest domestic deportation.
So just a real quick point on this. So this is actually a woke leftist, okay? This woke leftist was actually complaining about all the things that Trump promises to carry out if he gets reelected. What this person, and again, I don't mean any disrespect. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I honestly don't. But what this person did was pretty much came out with the best ad campaign ever. Okay. So he, she meant to complain about everything. Watch how awesome this video ended up being for Trump as a positive.
And here are the first 15 promises he has made if he is reelected. You may have heard of Project 2025, but this is from Agenda 47. And you can read all of these on his website. First, he promises that he will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in history. He will also ask for the death sentence for anyone convicted of human trafficking. He will close the Department of Education and return all education standards to the states to decide. He will put prayer back into school, and he will criminalize any race-based advantage programs.
Cool.
He will end the Affordable Care Act. He will ban gender-affirming care for adults and children, and he will ban any federal dollars from going towards gender-affirming care.
Love that.
Which means anyone with government-provided mm-hmm. health care will no longer be able to access gender-affirming care except for Viagra and Cialis. Those will still be available. He will propose a constitutional amendment that gives a term limit to Congress. He will deploy the Department of Justice to investigate the Biden crime family and any of his adversaries or political rivals. He will immediately pardon all of the January 6thers, and he will create a task force to investigate anyone who arrested, charged, or imprisoned a January 6er. He will increase the penalties for underage criminal offenders, strengthen immunity for police officers, and deploy the National Guard to patrol woke cities. On day one, he will reassess our participation in NATO and says that every European country needs to pay the United States for protection. He will also restore the wonderful travel ban for Muslims coming to America. He will build freedom cities. This is 10 new cities built on federal land. He will award them to areas with the best development proposals, and he will prioritize moving young families to these freedom cities. He will kill all e-vehicles and e-vehicle legislation, seeking to replace that with the development of a flying car. He believes that we could create a car that vertically takes off. He will remove all of the limits on American natural gas exports and drill, baby, drill for oil domestically. He will impose a tariff of up to 60% on Chinese imports. He will extend the 2017 tax cuts and drop the corporate tax rate from 21% to 15%. He will push Congress to pass legislation that would give every American the right to concealed carry anywhere at any time.
Awesome.
And he will revoke any gun restrictions or legislation that seeks to inhibit people's ability to own guns that's been passed in the last several years.
See, what this person doesn't realize is that every single thing that Trump wants to be bring back is our constitutional mm-hmm. right anyway. Like, have you heard a single thing wrong with any of this agenda?
No. Where do I vote for him?
Right.
Sign me up.
Like that, every again, single thing that's coming, right? This is backfiring massively on this dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I really don't. Do you?
They,
like, I'm not trying to be an asshole
right now. Go with the safe option. They, them.
They, them. Okay. They, no, I don't do pronouns. And, but what I will point out is look at the hat. Have you seen the hat? Where's the hat from?
Buffalo.
Probably
Buffalo,
one of the most,
New York, yeah. A Democrat-run city.
Not only Democrat-run, but probably one of the most, like, triggered.
Yeah, and if you're an illegal, you are welcome there.
Yeah. So she is trying to come out with all these reasons why you should never vote for Trump, and it totally backfired, and now everybody is spreading this thing around the internet saying. And I did too. We posted on Patriot One News, and it has like it's got to have like over a couple thousand shares yeah. right now. The thing is spread, and she is probably like, whoa, this is not what I wanted with this video, and it's too late. Sorry, dude.
Like, she just did all the research for the voters. Thank
it
you,
is
he,
an
she.
Awesome campaign.
It's awesome.
Awesome campaign. And again, she's like blown out of the water that. Like, I can't believe Trump would bring back concealed carry. No, hold on a second. It was never supposed to go away in the first place. Completely against our constitutional rights to take those guns away. All Trump is doing is reinstating our constitutional rights across the board.
Right.
That's all he's doing. So let's listen to the rest of the awesome things that he or she can't, you know, is furious about, but actually is great talking points for the guy.
Mm-hmm. He will demand that Europe pay back all the money we gave Ukraine.
Good.
And then he will use all of that money to recruit for the American military. And he will take billions and billions of dollars from private university endowments by taxing, fining, and suing the universities. He specifically names Harvard in this one. And then he will use that money to create the American Academy.
See, I love that. I love that.
Yeah,
you hear what he did. That's probably one of my favorite mm-hmm. ones about going after all the universities. Saying, listen. Cut the shit. If you keep right. doing it, we're going to sue you.
Right.
Okay. If you're going to do it fairly. Play fair. And right. I really think, and it's kind of like what DeSantis was doing down in Florida, right? Trump just wants to do on a mm-hmm. national level.
Right.
He's saying if you're going to start this one-sided, very biased, mm-hmm. woke nonsense without actually mm-hmm. discussing the pros and cons of the other side. And listen, I'm all for liberals teaching liberalism. I mean, I am, because we're in America.
Sure.
You should have freedom of speech.
Sure.
But if you silence conservatism while touting your liberal shenanigans. That's not right. That's not right.
Yep.
And I do agree with the fact that Trump should sue, because now it's almost borderline, or that America should be able to sue these colleges.
Right.
It's almost borderline. It's defamation of character, right? It's slander if you're not allowing a true unbiased opinion. So I love that I love that Trump is going to allow us to sue the shit out of these colleges, naming Harvard specifically.
It is a free online college that will be free of wokeness that he will force employers to recognize as a bachelor's degree equivalent. So that's Agenda 47.
Again, the best Woo-hoo! Ad. The best ad ever. I love it. I loved it. I thought it was
love
great.
Everything about Agenda 47.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's like, so anyway, homeboy in Buffalo thought that he was being clever by slamming it, and everyone's like, that is just the best thing ever. The best thing ever. Yeah.
Please just stay in Buffalo.
Yeah. I don't think that dude is leaving Buffalo anytime soon, if ever.
No.
So I wanted to talk about this thing real quick, because a lot of people, we keep hearing about the economy, right? The economy's so good under Biden. The economy's so amazing under Biden. Everyone's like, you know, you hear the Democrats talk about the economy. Well, here's the problem with that statement, besides the fact that it's total BS. But here's another problem. The economy, okay, I don't think people realize how over-leveraged the economy is. And again, it's been it's by design. Look what happened when COVID hit. How did we mask COVID? How do we throw a Band-Aid on COVID without, you know, so that the economy wouldn't totally collapse? Well, we threw everybody some COVID crack money, right? I call it the COVID crack money. Here's some COVID crack for everybody. Yep. Go buy stuff. Go stimulate the economy. And that's what everybody did. Mm-hmm. And it pumped up Walmart. It pumped up McDonald's. It pumped up liquor stores. Basically pumped up everything except for the American people, right?
Anything that was open.
Anything that was open.
Not small businesses, though, and especially in blue states. But, you know, corporate America made out okay.
Right. Destroyed small businesses.
Yep.
So, but that's not stabilizing the economy. When you're just throwing everybody free money, look what's happened to the economy. Look at inflation. It's through the damn roof right now. It is horrific inflation. Right. And we're not just talking like a 5-10% bump. We're talking like 500%. And anybody who's going to say, oh, that's bullshit, it's not that high. Yes, it is. Go to the grocery store and tell me what a cucumber is today versus 5 years ago.
Anything.
Gas.
Store. Anything.
Anything. Pick cereal. Any cereal is like $12 a box right now.
Right.
It used to be a couple bucks. And we're not talking and we're not talking back in the 1950s. We're talking like 3 years ago. So we're starting to see the really, really shitty effects of Biden inflation right now by all the money that we gave out. So we're not giving up money anymore, but what are we giving? Well, we are, I guess, in the form of debt, right? Biden's not the one giving out money, but who else is? Well, the credit card companies.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can get approved today. So look at this graph here. I love this chart, because look at credit card debt right now. Total balance is way at the top. Look what happened under Trump. Okay. Love them or hate them, you can't deny facts. Anybody can pull up a chart. Anybody can look at Wall Street. Look where stocks were then. Look where stocks are today. Look where the economy is then. Look where it is today, right? You can't dispute hard, cold facts. And the facts are here is that when Biden assumed office, we saw the worst credit card borrowing spike we've ever seen.
Yeah.
U.S. commercial banks have topped $1 trillion in debt.
Mm-hmm.
And we all saw what happened. What was it back in 08 under Obama with the property crash? Remember? Everybody was getting loans. Everybody. Yep. You want a $600,000 house? Here's some money. You want approved.
Right.
Don't care about your credit score. Anybody can get a car today. Anybody can get a house. I mean, people were getting $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 houses in California that really had no business even being able to get a $250,000 house.
Right. Well, and the APR on these credit cards, I mean, some of them are 30%.
And they're not going to get money back. People don't care how much it is. I don't care if it's 70%. No. If I'm not going to pay it, guess what it is for me? Right. Zero. Right?
Yep.
So I can care less what scary APR you put on your credit card.
People will never get out of this type of debt.
Or they'll default. Or worse, they're just going to default.
Right, exactly. We'll have people just defaulting, filing for bankruptcy, mm-hmm. and calling it a day.
Yeah.
But then somebody's stuck with that burden.
But
right?
You know what? You know what, though? It's no one's going to care at that point. Biden won't care because he would have either lost to Trump by then or been reelected. So if he's reelected and it goes to shit, well, he's already reelected, right? Like, that's it. He only gets two terms. The Democrats will worry about that 4 years. They got 4 years to spin up something new, spin something else up to then convince everybody that, you know, whatever, we're onto this problem now. Don't worry about that. No, that never happened. Let's talk. Yeah. Let's focus on this problem. Or Trump. This is the scary thing about this right now. Mm-hmm. If Trump wins, okay, and this becomes Trump's problem, and the economy crashes, the credit card debts, they call on the debts, everything just starts folding.
Right.
Months, maybe a year, maybe 2 years into his presidency. It's a story for the Democrats all over again.
Absolutely.
And they'll brainwash the Democrats and the youth all over again and say, see what happens when we let Republicans take over? Mm-hmm. They crash the economy. Well, no.
Biden's, they set us up for
it. They set us up for it.
$1 trillion in credit card debt. I mean, I think that just speaks volumes to, you know, what people are going through right now. I mean, you know, I jokingly tell the story, my neighbor, I was telling her, my husband, you know, he looks at the credit card bill. He goes, what are you spending your money on? And then we go line by line. And it's like Costco, a run to Costco, $400 for a family of five, right? Running into Publix or a grocery store, you know, easily $100 for two measly bags. I mean, I just, you know, people are literally being pushed to their brink. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, with this inflation, with the economy the way that it is, people's salaries and the pay is not keeping up with it. And yeah, my heart goes out to people that are putting all this money on these credit cards just trying to survive. But yeah, you're right. We're going to see the economy crash. We're going to see people in... We already are seeing people in major amounts of debt. And yeah, you're right. They're totally going to blame a Republican if
100%.
Elected.
100%.
Absolutely.
And I've known you for a long time. You guys are doing well in Florida. And by well, I mean stable jobs, stable income. Mm-hmm. And you're still finding it stressful, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, because I'm like, wait, aren't you guys doing great? And you're like, yeah, we were until inflation just kind of... you know, really started to take its toll.
I think everybody in the country is feeling it. And it's amazing because, you know, my husband's had people, you know, he's a manager at a large company here. They come to him and they're like, I can't afford my bills. Is there any way that, you know, you could give me a raise, another $500 a month? And it's like, you wish you could, right? Like you wish you could snap your fingers and do that for your people, but it's not realistic to a business model. And, you know, I think I read something the other day that like even to buy a house down here in Florida, to buy just a basic house, because the cost of houses down here have gone through the roof, which is a conversation for another time because the demand has been so high with people moving here. But they're saying for you to be able to get a $500,000 home, which here in Florida it's a modest home, maybe 2,000 square feet, you have to be making $160,000 a year to get a basic home here in Central Florida. That's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know a ton of people that are just walking around with $160,000 of income, middle Americans, right? Like,
no, we're you know, I've been screaming about this since COVID. I lived in London, as you know, I've lived in London for about 4 or 5 years. And I got a really good idea of how much trouble they are in over there because of what they did to set themselves up for failure years prior. We are going down the exact same road. And I'm telling you right now, it's too late. It's too late. Our housing market is spiked. Our kids can't get on the property ladder. The reason I moved out of London and back home when my son was born is because there's no way we're getting on the property ladder. If I were to buy the apartment or the flat that I rented in London... a one-bedroom flat.
Right.
And I was in Chelsea. Yeah, it's a little bit more expensive an area, but whether you're in zone one, zone two, or way the hell out, it's all the same.
Sure.
It would have cost me 3.8 million pounds to buy a one bedroom flat in Chelsea.
Right.
Which is kind of like, I guess it'd be the same as if you lived in lower Manhattan or something, right? To buy a one bedroom apartment. I don't think it would cost a one bedroom apartment in Manhattan, lower Manhattan, is probably not going to cost you about $6 million though. Maybe a couple million, maybe 3 million.
Right.
The point is that it's very normal now, or it's been normal in London for prices to be that high. And nobody can get on the property ladder unless you go way out and buy something just like a shoebox. And we're talking way out in the, you know, in the suburbs outside of London. And we're now seeing that here in America. Yeah. Our kids are screwed. They're not, I mean, your kids, think about where are your kids going to get the money to get on the property ladder?
There's so many people, you know, that even just here in my neighborhood that have, you know, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds living at home, one of them with kids. They just, they can't even afford to get a small house. And, you know, I look even, and we've talked a lot about it, as you kind of saw my husband and I and our family move down here to Florida. You know, we moved down here just as Biden had gotten in office, and, you know, 2.9% interest rate, right? Like, my house was affordable. I could afford the payment every month. Now, granted, the cost of my house has gone up significantly in the last 3 years, but the interest rates are so high that even if I wanted to sell my house, put the money I make on this house towards another house, my payment is easily 1.5 times what I'm paying right now, because the interest rates are pushing upper sixes, seven for the same exact home. Nobody's going to be able to live the American dream with how our economy is right now. And not just housing, like you said, groceries, everything, gas, automobiles, everything has become so expensive. And yet, like we said, people's income isn't going up.
No. And I want to point out, COVID did not do this. This is not COVID. Everybody's like, oh, well, COVID did this, COVID did that. No. COVID did not do any of this. What did it was the stupid decisions, the lockdowns, that when you and I, years ago, and most of our audience watching this and most of the followers on Patriot One News, they were all saying the same thing. This is going to kill us.
Yeah.
This is going to kill. COVID's not going to kill us. This is going to kill us. And it is right now. Those lockdowns for those couple of years, you know, even if we didn't force people to stay home from work, we forced the kids to stay home. That put a real it screwed up families, because parents had to, they had to resign, they had to quit their job. I mean, somebody had to stay home with these kids, right? All of that lost production over those couple of years, companies are getting, I said, listen, if you don't think you're going to have to pay that back to these companies, you guys are freaking insane. And what I meant by that was, you don't think companies are going to jack their prices up tenfold? Look at all the stupid charges and the taxes and the fees that these companies are now charging us. Like, restaurants are now a mandatory 12% service charge, or whatever the hell they're, you know, they got all these like stupid terms for these charges now, right? You go to book a ticket on an airplane, or you go to book a flight, there's like this tax, this fee, that service. It's like, even when you book you go to see a hockey game, there's all these like ridiculous charges and fees. So yeah, they didn't raise the price of a ticket per se, but when you add all these like crazy, like COVID tax, inflation tax, it's like, there wouldn't be a tax on any of this crap.
Everybody's trying to survive.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
And why? Why are we all trying to survive? Why? Because we were all freaking locked down for 2 years. We wouldn't have had it. Nobody would be in this position if they didn't make all these stupid decisions then.
Right. And what people don't understand is, like, now that the prices have gone up, they're not going to come down again.
No.
Like, you know, companies are charging more for the services than they were 3 years ago. They're not going to all of a sudden be like, oh, new president, now our costs are going to be less. This isn't like the fluctuating price of gas, right? Like, once those prices go up, this is what they're going to cost. Like, and people don't understand that, is that, again, like, if we're not also seeing our wages going up, people are going to continually be struggling. And honestly, I think this is all planned. This is what they want.
I think that is so messed up. Like you, I never believed that. I'll be very honest with you. I know.
Oh, they want us on our knees.
See, and I've always been like, no, dude, come on. It's still America. They're still Americans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand they made some dumb decisions and you yourself are like, no, it's intentional. They have wanted to do this. I'm like, I don't know that they would have wanted to cripple us intentionally, but I'm starting to actually think you're right. I'm starting to actually, why do you think this is though? They're Americans too. Is it really for power? Do they really want to cripple America just to have power? I mean, are they going that far? Like, I want to play devil's advocate here. Or do you really think they're trying to put us on our knees just so they can keep in control?
I mean, but think about all the things, right? So we can talk, and let's just talk more, you know, general,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
The more control that they have of the people, of the message, the easier that it's going to be to control you, right? So we see it with our education system, with the public schools,
sure,
right? Like,
sure.
They don't want parents involved.
No, they made that very clear when they started having us arrested a few years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that I was labeled a domestic terrorist at one point for being a concerned parent going to my school board meetings.
Yeah, I was on Garland's list.
I think we all
were. I was on Garland's terrorist list. Yeah. What a freaking joke.
Okay. There's so many examples of them getting us right where they want us, right? Yeah. I remember somebody saying to me, you know, even when we talk about like gun laws and such, once they strip us of our rights, or once they make it so that we're not accessible to our children during the day at school, or they make it so you no longer concealed carry here. Well, again, this is just government control. The more that they can control us, the more that they can control the message, the more that, you know, they don't have to worry about people fighting back, right? Like, and you and I saw that firsthand, especially during COVID. Up in New York State, it's, you know, people become very trusting of the government. And I think that, again, I've played the opposite role of devil's advocate of saying to people like you, even years ago, of like, this is where the government wants us. They want to strip us of those freedoms slowly. And, you know, I think it's all one big plan. As crazy as that may seem, but I mean, we could look at, and I don't want to go too far off track here, but we can look at other countries around the world where, you know, this is ultimately how their governments and how their people operate.
Mm-hmm.
The government tells you how you're going to live your life. America wasn't established that way, but I think it's a very ugly path that we're going down.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that if people don't really start to, I mean, we know that half the country's kind of in sync with what's going on here, but there's just so many who are, why do you think so many have no idea what's going on here? Like, why are so many clueless as to how catastrophic this whole thing could be? Like, what's their deal? Why aren't they coming around to this whole situation? Like, why are they so oblivious? Well,
ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. I think Americans in general are very into their own lives and what's going on in their own life. And they live in their little bubble and they're comfortable and they don't want to believe what's going on. You know, when you have a conversation with them, or they just are ignorant, right? Or there's the other, I think, population of people that are just so like beaten down and worn down over it all that they kind of just retreat and hope for the best. It's really hard to say. I think that kind of like yourself, you know, you mentioned that you were like, oh, I don't really think that that's what they're trying to do. I think that people want to see the best, or they really can't understand why the government would want to do this to its own people. But I think a lot of people in the country, really, it's just, they'll jump on TikTok or, you know, turn on the news, and what they see, they take as fact instead of doing their own research and coming to their own conclusions. And as we've seen, that's why the media and Hollywood and such is really dangerous if people don't,
right,
again, do their own research. Come to your own conclusion.
Yeah.
I think once your eyes are wide open, it's hard to unsee a lot of these things. And that's all we can do, right, is continue to bring awareness to people that, you know, may not go out on their own and do their own research.
Do you honestly think enough independents are going to vote for Trump to end this insanity? Do you think enough people are going to come around and do it this time around?
You and I have had some arguments about this.
Assuming a fair election for a minute, okay? Yeah. Assuming it's not...
I was going to say, what variables do we want to put into this? Rigged,
assuming
stolen,
it's not
like,
rigged.
What route do we want to go?
Let's assume the election is not going to be rigged this time, okay? Let's assume... Or let's do this. Let's assume that we know how to ballot harvest and we know how to play them at their own game this time around, okay? So it's a fair playing field.
Completely fair.
Completely fair. No cheating, no nonsense, no ballot harvesting, none of that crap. Assuming it's totally free and fair election. Do you think enough independents are going to vote for Trump for us to get it done?
Yeah. Not only the independents, though, that I want to point out, but also the Democrats now that are turning on their own party.
Okay.
I think that there are, you know,
you
and
think
I think
enough
to,
Democrats
again,
are
like,
going to actually do
I
it.
I know that you, I think that Trump could win this because a lot of people are really suffering right now with the economy and they can't even make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
People are having a really hard time with like, what is the American dream for me?
Right.
You know, like we said, like when you can't even afford to feed your family and you're having to work 2-3 jobs, which that's a reality right now in America. You certainly, insanity is repeating itself, right? Like if you were to vote again for Biden,
mm-hmm. you'd think that'd be the case. Yeah. No, you'd think that would be the case. I'm just, and again, I'm going to say, but last time they didn't. And I know a lot of people are going to say, well, yeah, but it was rigged last time. But
the VP selection could also make a big difference as well, which we're still waiting on.
The what?
That may pull some of the VP selection.
Sure.
Trump chooses
that's
VP,
actually a very,
make a really big difference with the independent vote as well.
I want to pull this up. Who the heck is Trump going to vote for freaking vice president? And when is he going to announce it? I mean, why are we waiting for what do you think his strategy behind waiting for it is?
I think it's going to be any time now.
You do? Yeah. I mean, it has to be, right? I mean,
now that Haley's out of the race.
Maybe that's what he was waiting for.
It's going to be any time.
Yeah, maybe that's
what he was
waiting for.
I think he
was
waiting just to clear the deck. And I imagine it will be very soon that we'll be hearing who his VP is.
So take a look at this. As I said in the past, I also 100% support Byron Daniels, for VP. This is from J.R. Majewski. From what I have heard, President Trump and Byron Donalds, wow, he's a great guy. I do not think he's anywhere near ready to be vice president. No way. I mean, he's a good guy. He's loyal. I don't think he's even remotely close to be ready for that position. But J.R. Majewski said, from what I've heard, President Trump has some excellent options. Kristi Noem. Love Kristi Noem, by the way. Ben Carson. Love Ben Carson. Vivek. Hate Vivek. Don't like Vivek. I've never... Yeah. He's got his head so far up Trump's ass, there's no authenticity or sincerity there. Do you agree? What do you think about Vivek?
Yeah, and some of our listeners may not like it, but I just think there's something weird about him, almost like Obama weird. Like,
no, I don't think our listeners will agree with you on that, to be honest.
Yeah, like, who are you? Where did you come from?
Yeah, out of the blue,
like,
Vivek.
What's your deal? Like, and I don't think he has enough, like, international experience, the relationships. I just don't think that it's there. I think he's just a hype boy.
He is a hype boy. He's just an ass kisser. And
he's done it. I mean, he's done a good job. I mean, he's gotten a following.
He's done a good job kissing Trump's ass.
He was a nobody as of a few months ago. So, I mean, ultimately, he's gotten the exposure that he wants, but he's definitely not ready for the ring.
No, and I don't want an ass kisser for a vice president. I don't want Trump 2.0, millennial edition. Right. You know, Trump's Trump. Let Trump be Trump. You're going to be a VP. That's why... I was gonna say that's why I really liked Mike Pence, regardless of how it all ended, which was really shitty. But I do think Mike Pence was his own man, and I think Pence did a lot of good for Trump. I really do. I really do. Yeah. Again, regardless of how it ended, let's be honest though. I mean, up until that point, people liked Mike Pence. We were happy with it. Remember watching him during the debates? We loved Mike Pence during the debate.
yeah, I mean, he was fine.
January 6th didn't happen yet.
So I did see reports that Mike Pompeo has Secret Service now with him, traveling with him as of this past weekend.
I don't like Pompeo, do you?
Been a lot of stuff about him. Why all of a sudden does he have Secret Service going everywhere with him?
Maybe Trump.
Tim Scott. I know you and I have talked about Tim Scott. Would not be a bad option. But then again, I mean, could he just totally come out of nowhere and shock us with the whole DeSantis? A lot of conspiracy going around that maybe the two of them put on an act about how much they hate each other.
Somebody said, I would love Wesley Hunt, Texas, on that list. Yes, I like Byron. I like Wesley Hunt better. Whoever he picks, I can't wait to watch them debate Kamala. That should be epic good stuff. I don't think there's going to be a single debate with President Trump. And I don't think, you know what? And here's the thing. Isn't it funny how, remember the last election and even primaries leading up to it, the Democrats started to stop debating. Do you remember that? It was like a new thing. Like,
yeah.
The Democrats just weren't debating. I was like, why aren't they debating anybody? This is ridiculous. Like, this is BS. This is, and we were all furious about it. And so I want to remind everybody, the Democrats started this hiding in the basement thing. The Democrats started this, say nothing is better than going out there and getting destroyed.
Right.
So now that Trump doesn't want to debate, not because I think that he's hiding and doesn't want to get destroyed. That's not at all what I'm suggesting.
He wants to debate, Joe.
Yeah, he absolutely. I'm sorry. You know, you're absolutely.
He didn't want to debate people in
primaries. That's what I'm talking about right now.
He already knew he had it wrapped up.
Right, and that's what I mean.
He did.
He did have it wrapped up. And that's what I meant. I'm not suggesting that Trump thought he was going to go out there and get destroyed like Joe Biden would have if he debated. That's not what I was saying.
He wants a debate with Sleepy Joe.
Right. Yeah, he does.
But he's hiding. He's in hiding.
Right. But look how much Democrats have given Trump shit over not debating in the primary. When I'm like, wait a second. The Democrats were the ones who stopped debating in the first place. Oh, now you don't like it because Trump's like, I don't need to show up to this shit show. And it was a clown show. It really was.
It was.
The primaries was disgusting. It was stupid. Right. You know, I really am curious to know who we might pick.
Soon.
I just don't think Byron Donalds. I don't know why so many people have a hard on over Byron Donalds. I mean, a lot of people say I want Byron Donalds. Byron Donalds would be an amazing choice for vice president. Based on what?
I don't know.
Because I'm just going to say it, because he's black. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Byron Donalds is a great conservative. Don't get me wrong. But don't throw Byron Donalds in there just because we can have the race card. Right. I don't believe that.
Right.
But
this list is changing like every week.
Right. We're Ben Carson.
Somebody new, taking someone off. Yeah.
Ben Carson, throw in there. Again, not because he's black. But because I think I genuinely think Ben Carson has a lot to bring to the table right now. That's the point I'm trying to make. Don't just throw in a black VP just so we could say, hey, look, we have a black VP and, you know, Biden's got Kamala and we've got Byron. No, don't do that. Don't do that. But throw a man in, white, black, I don't care what his race is, Indian.
Or a woman.
Or a woman, yep. And to be honest, I want a woman. I would want a woman to be his VP more than anything. I think that would be better for the campaign. Oh my God. And I mean, the Democrats would lose their minds because
someone on our Facebook comments said Elon.
Oh, I haven't even been checking the comments. So that's Elon.
Don't worry. I've been checking them.
Oh God. Elon.
Elon.
I don't know. Trump and Elon Musk. That's kind of like Trump and DeSantis. That's way too much alpha.
Two huge egos. I don't think they could ever compete.
Way too much alpha. And that's why I never liked the Trump DeSantis ticket. I just, Yeah. I just think it would be a train wreck of a presidency.
The other thing, too, with that ticket is they both are Florida residents. So one would have to move out of the state. You can't have two people on the same ticket. There's a lot around that. But
yeah, and Trump's again, not going back to New York.
You never know. You never know. But, I don't know if he's going to ever take residency in New York again, maybe like Delaware or somewhere.
That's true. Or Wyoming. Don't they have a lot of tax breaks in Wyoming that Trump might benefit from? I mean, let's be honest. Who cares where Trump lives? He's always on the go anyway. It's not like he's in any one state for too long.
I'm sure that not paying income tax to a New York state is making him happy.
Mm-mm. Is any other suggestions for VP on our feed? Anybody else got suggestions?
I mean, Byron
Donalds. Byron. Yeah. And again, I mean, like I said, I loved Byron Donalds during the whole speaker vote with McCarthy. Mm-hmm. He was, I mean, Byron came out of nowhere. I believe he's part of the Freedom Caucus. He was right there with all of the other conservatives, the hardcores, not the wannabe conservatives who we all ousted during that, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I was not happy about during the vote. Marjorie Taylor Greene kissed McCarthy's ass way too much. I lost a lot of respect for her. Remember Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene fell out big time during that.
Yeah.
Because Boebert was like, are you serious? Like, hold on a second. I thought we were fighting for our constitution here. For, you know, I thought we were hardcore conservatives. Why are you up McCarthy's ass?
Yeah, mixed message for sure.
Mixed message, big time.
Last one I got here, which will Kennedy.
I think he's damaged goods. I think the media has screwed him up bad. I don't care. Like, again, regardless of what we really think about COVID and the vaccine, it's neither here nor there. It's how the media brainwashes you. And this is why I've always said, people are like, Trump needs to come out and say Warp Speed was a mistake. I was like, no, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. No, he does not ever. Because if
there's so many other things that we're worrying about right now than that. I mean, I think that we all can see with our own eyes what has happened.
Mm-hmm. And not to mention, the media would make an absolute shit show out of him coming out against COVID and Warp Speed, just like they have against RFK RFK Jr.
The media and Big Pharma are definitely in bed together.
You keep that out of politics right now.
Right.
And Trump, I think Trump's done a great job just staying focused on what really matters.
On the big issues. Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
But I would love to see Noam. Who else besides Kristi Noam on the female side?
For female. I don't know. There was one, it's not coming to me. Democrat turned Republican. Let me see if I could do a quick search.
They definitely don't include Nikki Haley, that's for sure.
Nope. I'm gonna look here real quick.
Oh, here's a vote. Look at this poll here. Who would you like to see as Trump's VP candidate in 2024? 73% Carrie Lake. She's disappeared, hasn't she?
She has. She's definitely gone MIA.
That might be part of the strategy because, again, the media painted her as an election denier, right? Again, what people don't understand here, what they don't realize, sometimes it's not about, and I hate to say this, sometimes it's not all about standing up for what you truly know or believe. Because sometimes the media could take that, spin that, and throw it back at your face. Like Carrie Lake, she ran on, we have a serious election integrity issue here. And we all know Carrie Lake was right. We all know that we have a real problem with elections, a fair, honest election here in America. The problem is Carrie Lake went so hard with that issue that unfortunately half the country doesn't think there's an election problem.
Yeah.
So the media said, we're going to get this half of the country to make Carrie Lake look like a freaking nutcase. And they did. And they did. The media made her look like a whack job in the Arizona election.
Right.
And she lost because of it. She was so diehard on election fraud that they just made her look like a freaking nutcase.
Right.
And then she lost. I wonder if Trump's advisor, if they're really considering Lake for VP, I'm wondering if they told her, listen, you need to go away for a little bit.
Yeah. Let it quiet down. Maybe people will forget about what you had said.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I think that's what's happened. And now look at, you have 73% of this poll.
But DeSantis has also disappeared. As a Floridian, I can tell you he's been very, very quiet.
You know what? I think DeSantis burned. I think he's done. I don't even think he is not even going to win in 20. I'm telling you right now, DeSantis as long as our parents' generation is around.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe our generation, some people might forgive DeSantis for what he did. I don't think our parents' generation is going to, or whatever gen, I don't know the labels, but
yeah.
I don't think they're going to forgive DeSantis for what just happened. And what I mean by that is the way
he's been a great governor, but he just wasn't ready for president. He would have been better off just doing what he was doing, waiting to see if maybe he was picked up as a VP.
I think he's a
great, I like his policies. Heck, I moved here. I just don't think that this was his time.
Right.
I really don't.
But, and this is where I'll disagree with you. And I've never agreed with you on this point. I thought DeSantis, that's not why I didn't want him to run. I thought he was ready. I mean, look at my argument was if he could handle Florida, he can handle the country. I mean, DeSantis went out there and busted ass in Florida. He ended so much nonsense in Florida, and he's one of the few governors that actually stood up to big government during the COVID tyranny. He's proven he did it. And I know you'll argue that, yeah, but that's Florida. It's a lot different. As a president of the United States.
And we are like the extreme.
You were the
extreme. Right? Like Florida is the extreme conservative state. So I'm just not sure he would have fared well with moderates.
And that's a fair point. It's a fair point.
Yeah.
But that's not why I would have not wanted him to run, because I didn't think he was quote unquote ready. I thought I thought he could do it. But here's where DeSantis went horribly wrong. It was the backing that he was going for. And Nikki Haley went, went the same financial backing route, right? And then all of a sudden it was deep state this, the establishment, he's taking money from blah, 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 blah. And
the Bushes.
And here's my argument on that, okay? And I know you're not going to like this. But my argument on that is, where is he going to get the money? I hate to say it. Where else do you get the money? Now, I know Trump doesn't need that.
Especially if people are giving their money to Trump.
You need the money. Like, where do you go for them? If I need the money to become president of the United States, I'm sorry. Unless I'm taking it from George Soros. Are the Bushes is that a deal breaker? Is that a deal killer?
No, but I feel like even Soros talked about DeSantis, which was a little creepy.
Well, and I'll be very honest. Soros never endorsed DeSantis.
He didn't.
No, he didn't. But he was he predicted DeSantis would beat Joe Biden. No, was it Trump? Who did he predict it would?
I think he said Trump.
Yeah, which obviously did not happen.
Not happening.
Not even close.
Not even remotely close.
George Soros, and that could have been all a ploy by the Democrats. They could be, hey, George, go talk positive about DeSantis. So then when that goes all over the news, everyone's going to hate DeSantis. I mean, the Democrats are very, very crafty.
I wondered that too, if that was just a total setup.
Of course it was a setup.
Because DeSantis actually tried to backpedal or bring attention to it of really just trying to distance himself from Soros. So I think that was a little bit of an attack, knowing that it would damage him.
There was such an onslaught of hate towards DeSantis so fast and so furious. I mean, I've never seen anything like it, where look at how much hate DeSantis got within 5 seconds of him announcing.
Right.
I guarantee you And I said it from the beginning. I said, DeSantis is a real shot at beating Biden. I thought he had more of a shot at, in the beginning, and I'll stand by what I said. I said, there's no way Trump's going to beat Biden. This was like a during the primaries and before the primaries. I was like, because the Democrats are going to vote for Biden. They don't care how America could be burning and the Democrats are going to still vote for Biden. This was like a year ago though. Okay. And I said, the best shot we have is DeSantis going up against Biden, because I really think I think a lot of Democrats and independents would vote for DeSantis, where they will never in a million years vote for Trump.
Just because it's the name Trump.
Just because it's Trump. Like, that's the only reason.
Past it. Right.
The only reason. And a lot of people are like, yeah, well, it's also rigged. So, okay. I
was one of those people.
Yes, you were. And you can, but here's the thing. We can only use the
DeSantis had a chance over Trump. I'm sorry. You and I will never go to our graves disagreeing on that.
Now, listen, polling looks very different today than it did a year ago. Okay.
Yeah.
There wasn't a single poll on planet Earth that had Trump beating Biden a year ago.
Yeah.
As of a couple months ago, we are seeing a big shift. We're starting.
People have just had enough. Yeah, they're done. They can't afford to continue to go on this way. People are coming to their senses.
And I'm starting, for the first time ever, I'm starting to think, you know what? Because I won't lie to my audience. You know that. I will not. I don't say shit just so my audience can like throw likes and shares up. That's not my deal. Mm-hmm. So before I don't see Trump beating Biden. I know he's the best thing for us right now. I just don't see it happening. And I was very honest and clear about that. But I'll tell you, I'm starting to finally think, which is a good feeling. I'm starting to think now based on not just polling, but like you said, where America is and the economy's really gone bad. It's gone to shit. I'm starting to think maybe Democrats will vote for Trump now. Maybe they really, you know, maybe people are going to start to come around. And I haven't. It's cool. I'm glad I think like that.
Right. And think even just about these Democratic run cities that are seeing just such increase in crime and, you know, the situation with the illegals. Add that to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
These cities that primarily vote blue. All right, these demographics that they know they typically can get the vote from, they're starting to turn like crazy. You know, even if we just use, like, let's say the state of Florida as a small sample, and we look at even when DeSantis was just up for reelection, we had counties down in southern Florida, Miami, that went red for the first time in over 50 years. And I think a lot of folks that would typically vote Democrat are like, you know what? No, like, this isn't the American dream. My party's done nothing for me. You know, I want to be able to make an honest living. You know, you have people that have come here legally, immigrated here legally, especially down in southern Florida, right? Come from Cuba and such. They came here to live the American dream, and they're seeing what's happening in our country. And they're just like, oh my gosh, like I can't vote for these people anymore. And I think that really, again, these blue run cities, these blue run states, it's backfiring. The crime, the cost of living, just everything. It can't go on this way.
So let me ask you this, because you're in Florida. It's the like reddest state in the country right now. Do you talk to Democrats down there about this? Do you talk to Democrats at all? Let's start there. Do you ever talk?
I do.
No, and I'm being facetious.
Listen, you know me. All fun aside, like I can get on here and talk politics, and everybody knows exactly where I stand. You can run a Google search on my name and see, you know, my involvement in New York and now here in Florida. Like, it's very clear. But at the end of the day, like, I can still have a conversation with a Democrat.
And I know you can. I know you can.
We may not agree at the end of it.
Right.
But I think that, you know, I have one person in particular that I'm thinking about, very dear friend. You know, when we first started talking, didn't really know where they kind of stood. Mm-hmm. And I won't get into too many specifics.
Right.
But now, as I'm getting to know her and we're having these conversations and she's seeing the struggles with her own family, with her own children, you know, I think it's very hard to think that the Biden administration is doing a good job. Whereas she hasn't outright admitted it to me, but I do think in 2020 she voted Biden.
Isn't that crazy?
And I can tell you, she's not voting for him this time.
Isn't that crazy though, how Democrats cannot just come out and say it? Like, yeah, they can't just say, you know
that,
what?
Like, she hasn't. Right. And I think the fact that like she hasn't told me who she voted for in 2020 mm-hmm. is a clear indicator.
you think she voted for Trump?
She voted for Biden.
Oh, yeah. Of course, in 2020.
Biden. Yeah. And I think at this point, she's just like, yeah, that's embarrassing. Like, not going to talk about that. But I think maybe
that will happen.
Like her,
maybe.
They thought like mean man with his mean Twitter and he's so mean and I mm-hmm. want love and this, that, the third. Well, that's great. We all want to get along. We don't like talking trash to one another. Yeah. Like, we want to be kind to our neighbors and such. But okay, we don't have mean tweet president anymore, but now we have
Bumbling,
we can't even get
freaking,
out from under you know, our financial situations, like we said, like groceries and
right
just the basics of everyday life, and then add to it crime and illegals and just everything. Like, the country's a mess and we're so divided, which is so sad. Like, I wish that there was some middle ground that we could all meet on, but I think honestly, and you and I have talked about this, right? With the two-party, the main two-party system that we're in, very divisive. So it's trying to figure out, okay, like, which side do I relate the most with?
Right.
Because election's going to happen regardless, and either a Democrat or a Republican are going to win.
Right. And maybe, and like I said, maybe, you know, maybe enough people now are like, I'm not going to admit, I will not admit in a million years that I'm going to vote for Trump, but I'm going to vote for Trump. Maybe there's enough Democrats out there now, enough independents who are like, listen, I'm not because they feel like if they admit it, that they're now supporting an insurrection, you know, because they genuinely believe there was like an insurrection, you know, or maybe they don't believe it. Maybe they don't believe it, but they don't want to, you know what I mean? They're too insecure to feel like if I, it's like almost like they're going to join the dark side or something.
I mean, look at how the Democrats in Chicago came out a few weeks ago and had a news conference saying that they didn't even want the Democratic National Convention in their city. These are people that are registered Democrats that it literally held a news conference and said, we don't want Biden here. You've destroyed our city. Democrats have destroyed our city.
Yeah.
They've put us into this pattern of living in poverty and wanting to control us and thinking that all we want is just to live on welfare. I mean, I think that that's pretty telling that you have these groups of citizens that are coming out and they're just saying, like, don't even have your convention here. That's how much we dislike you.
And that all started down in Georgia, remember, with what's her name? Who's Abrams. Remember Stacey Abrams? She's like, I'm not. She didn't show up. She didn't show up with Biden. When Biden came down during, what was that, during the primaries or something? It was like, I can't remember. There was some big, it was during the Senate race. Remember the?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back in like 2022. And
You never would have seen that.
No, she did not show. She said she had a prior conflict. She had a conflict that that prevented her from meeting Biden. Dude, I don't care what your conflict is. The president comes in, the president of the party you belong to comes in, you rearrange your schedule. Like, you don't just, oh,
she
shit.
Was like,
I ain't
being seen with that man.
What's
I'm
right?
Seen with him.
Yeah. She was like, no way. She's that was bad. That was really bad to blank Biden like that. I mean, good for us, but really bad for Democrats to see that. And that was the turning point for the Black community when they realized after all the shit that they were put through, after they burned their cities over George Floyd, you and I were screaming from the rooftop saying, this is bullshit. Like, I'm telling you right now, this is all fake. They're using the Black community. They're using them. BLM, they're using them. And everyone's like, no, it's for the cause. I was like, watch. They're going to throw the Black community to the freaking wolves. Or not the wolves.
Well,
but,
where's
BLM
now?
Yeah, nowhere.
Like, nowhere to be found.
Jail is where Patrice Cullors should be because of all of the money that they stole.
Yeah.
And remember, all of a sudden, what happened to the process? What happened to all the lawsuits against Patrice? Remember, they couldn't find the money?
Yeah.
Like, where's the money? Where out of the $95 million that they raised, only something like $15 million was accounted for. Don't quote me on it. I'm forgetting.
Democratic Party.
Yeah. Well, and then the lawsuits
started the problem.
Lawsuits were filed against her saying, we're going after her for this money. And then all of a sudden it disappeared.
Right. It's wild.
Just like that case. Remember that kid? What's his name? The Ponzi scheme thing, the cryptocurrency trader dude.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember him? Remember when that whole thing broke? And then they all of a sudden it came out. It's like, where'd all the money go? And it went to all these Democrat politicians. Right. And then the case just went away.
Yeah.
Why didn't Epstein's case go away? Right? I mean, it's just so bizarre how many cases are just vanishing like that.
Yep.
And my Democrat neighbors can't admit that's a problem. It just blows my mind. It freaking blows.
Not affecting them in their bubble.
And that's the problem. And I'll say this. That's what I've said this whole time. People are like, when are they going to realize there's a problem? I said, when it affects them personally.
Exactly.
When they lose. Exactly. When they lose their house. When they have to downsize from their comfy $600,000 house and go down to one car.
Yep.
But not a second sooner. They will not care. And I think that's the difference between Democrats and Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Not all, but most.
Right.
Conservatives like ourselves, we're fighting for the greater good of America.
Right.
100 years from now, 500 years from now, 1,000 years from now.
Right.
COVID didn't affect
A lot of people can't see past today.
They can't, or they don't care to see past today. Because like,
they don't care.
They're too
selfish. How is it affecting me, my life?
They're too selfish. They're, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. You have, and I know you very well. I know you say times are harder today, but let's be honest. Mm-hmm. You and I, COVID didn't affect us that much financially. Okay. Not if anything, I thrived off COVID. I'll be very honest with everybody.
Yeah.
Because I built a podcast. Really I built changed. My, well, I adapt as a entrepreneur. Right.
I'm saying financially, I'm no worse off for COVID than I was before COVID.
We
survived. Yeah.
Right. So, but why did people like you and I fight even though we weren't affected? Because we genuinely care about all the people who were affected. I really do.
My kids.
I really do.
My grandkids, my great grandkids, it's just people don't realize that we're setting the foundation for this country moving forward.
Right.
And like I said, once you give away this right and that right, and you accept this and you accept that, next thing you know, the United States looks nothing like what we were founded upon.
Which to be scary. Yeah. Which to be honest, when I moved back from London, I was away from the country for 15 years, as you know. And when I moved back, I was like, what the hell happened to this country? And this was before COVID. See, I was gone 15 years to see a big change.
Other countries laugh at us. Oh, I mean, people are watching in other countries right now what we're dealing with over here, and they're just like, what is going on?
It's a joke.
People used to die to come and live the American dream.
Yeah.
So. I'm not quite sure people are feeling the same way anymore.
All right. Well, listen, if you guys are watching this, you're watching the first episode of our new podcast right here on the Patriot News Network with my awesome, awesome co-host, Christina Higley, who's going to be joining me every single day live at 12 p.m. We're going to be on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, Facebook. Mm-hmm. I don't know about TikTok. I don't know if TikTok does. I know they do live streams. I'll look into that. But all the usual channels will be on all the mainstream podcast channels, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that stuff. Love your shirt, by the way. And you are practicing what you preach, raising patriots. And I know them because we were good friends with your family. And we're going to be down with Christina in Florida on Friday. Maybe we'll come live from Florida. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But
you never know around here in the Higley house. We'll see.
You never know. And I cannot wait to show you all my St. Patrick's Day shirt. You're going to lose it. You guys watching the show are going to lose it. I'm not going to give you any more hints, but I'm going to post
it. I haven't seen it yet either. I can't wait.
Let me put it this way. It's a shirt my friend gave me 2 years ago. He's like, dude, I will never wear this. He's Republican. Oh, I can't. No, I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give it away. See, I'm already giving it away.
Don't.
I'm not going to give it away. But anyway,
Monday morning, I'll get to see it.
He gave it to me. I was like, I cannot wait to wear this. So the last couple of years, I didn't really do anything for St. Patrick's Day. So we're down with you guys in Florida. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out Sunday, right? We're going to go celebrate. I would imagine.
Something kid-friendly, obviously.
Kid-friendly, but we're going to go out. And I'm going to wear it so proud, and you're going to be so happy about it. So
I feel like our audience will see I've got lots of fun T-shirts. So I'll wear a few of them from time to time. But I feel like now I need to go get a new T-shirt for Sunday.
Okay. Well, it's going to take a lot to outdo my T-shirt, but you can try.
I know. I feel like you're going to show me up, but okay.
So tune in every day, guys. 12 o'clock. We cut this show up. We kind of produced this show last minute and didn't really put much thought into it. But you'll see all the awesome podcasty bells and whistles go into it throughout the week. Down in Florida next week, we're going to do some heavy promoting, heavy PR, heavy marketing that whole week. And then in 2 weeks, we'll have an awesome agenda for you. We'll have guests, we'll have all sorts of stuff. So that's all for today.
Can't wait.
Christina, great to be doing this with you moving forward.
Yes.
And we got a massive late start today, tomorrow, 12 o'clock, right here
12 o'clock.
On the Patriot One News Network. You guys have a great night. Right.